Blog Talk Radio.
Talk with the Masters Blog Talk Radio Show, hosted by the American Martial Arts Alliance, dedicated to building awareness of the professionalism in the martial arts management, and student development.
Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and welcome to the AMAA Martial Arts Masters Network. This is my lunch and learn. I wanted to set up a special time to connect the martial artists that are in our Who's Who in the Martial Arts Autobiography book with the rest of the world. You know, it's truly amazing the number of individuals that study the martial arts. You know, back here a few years ago, they were saying that bowling was one of the most participated sports out there. But as I'm interviewing martial arts, and of course martial arts is not a sport, it is a sport, it can be used as many different things. As I'm discovering, there are so many amazing people that are studying the martial arts, and today we have one of those with us. We have Jose Demicali, and he's our guest today, and I think I pronounced his last name correct. I hope I did, because if I didn't, he'll probably correct me. You know, there's so many amazing martial artists, and not only in their technique, we're talking about real personality, we're talking about people that give, and they ask nothing in return because they know that all will come to them because they're giving. You know, if you give, you shall receive. And in the martial arts world, that's what we really, as teachers, we're always giving, and we're very powerful, and we have to realize how powerful we are because we have the power to influence others. And this is the reason why we should continue to educate ourselves on how to be able to communicate with this particular generation. You know, times have changed. You know, we're not back in 1901. You know, we're actually in the 21st century. So language is very important. How we learn is very important. And there's just so many young martial artists that are coming up in the world. And this young man has been studying for a very long time in the martial arts. He's very accomplished in the martial arts, and it was a great honor to have him in the book. Until about 6 months ago, I never heard his name. And as we were going through our search, and people are always asking, well, how do you get into Who's Who? Well, there are basically two ways to get into the Who's Who. Number one, to be nominated into the Who's Who by someone else. Number two is that in our discovery and search team that we go out and we look for people. We're looking for people that fit the profile of what we're looking for, that we feel that the world really needs to know about this person and what they're doing. You know, the Who's Who book is designed to be a motivational book to inspire people to become martial artists, not to just read about people or for someone to toot their own horn. It is a book of inspiration that when someone picks the book up and begin to read about our alumni, the people that are featured in the book, we want them to say, I want to become a martial artist because this person has now overcome the things that I am going through right now. And if martial arts help this person to gain confidence, focus, to change their habits, their behaviors, then I want to be a part of that. So I'd like to welcome Jose Demicali to our program. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
How you doing, sir? And thank you for having me.
Sir, you know, you're so welcome. You know, as we, you know, go through your bio and go through your background, you know, you started martial arts as a young age in the Philippines. Am I correct?
Yes.
Or you were born in the Philippines, but you grew up in Hawaii.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 4 years. I started. I believe I'm 4.5 or 5 year old. Just coming from the Philippines.
So what, I know you probably didn't make the decision. You know, we have kids that come into the martial arts, and, you know, I started, you know, working with kids, you know, 3.5, you know, 4 is a great age for me as a teacher to start training kids. So what inspired your mom to get you involved in the martial arts?
Well, actually, it was very this for me, and I'm glad to share it with you. This was a very touchy subject for me because when we came from Philippines, our family wasn't good. Like my mother was in an abusive relationship. You know, me and my brother growing up seeing that were so helpless. And then you know, we lived in the projects, of course. Didn't know much of anything, just coming from Philippines. So my mother brought us to the martial arts to get away from that lifestyle, to try to get away from that lifestyle, and you know, trying to learn good values there. So you're right. You know, mama knows best. So that's how I got started.
Well, you know, and I think that, yeah, and thank you for sharing that, because that is a way of escaping. The martial arts provides that change of life. You know, I went through something very similar. You know, my dad changed in years to come, you know, forward. But in my younger years of childhood, you know, alcohol, abusiveness, all of those things, we've all experienced that. And something happened one day that caused me to move one step beyond that. You can never determine what you want to be until you determine what it is you don't want to be and have in your life. And unfortunately, you know, in many cases, we have that parent that will seek out and discover, or let's say that we're just blessed that they discover something such as the martial arts that we can get in to distract our mind from all the other things that's happened to us in our lives and the things that are happening to our life, that we can take our mind and put it into the martial arts and through the training of the martial arts, which really develops the ability to visualize and to see things that are not happening so we can plan. So therefore, we can plan our future if we can see it. And discover and that's the key element. Discover what you don't want to be. And then, like I said, in martial arts, because martial arts is really a right brain training. So you think about, we're right brain, we're left brain, and right brain is considered as a part of our visualization part. And that's the reason, that's what we're enhancing in the martial arts through our kata and all of that. And I know that you know, we have a lot of different martial artists on and a lot of different styles, and everybody's always confused. What style are you? And many people that call out a martial arts school, they don't know one style from the other. And someone says, do you teach Taekwondo? Sure I do. Do you teach Shotokan? Sure. Because you don't really understand what it is. You're looking for something, but until you get a chance to experience something, you have no idea. And I know that you're in a traditional martial arts, and what is it, Shotokan and Goju?
Yes, sir. Shotokan and Goju.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, training in the traditional background. Who was your instructor? And give us a journey. I want you to take this time and share with us, just like if we were reading the book, share with us, you know, that journey of, you know, that young child and, you know, becoming a black belt. And I see you have had a very impressive career as a competitor. So I'm going to give you the mic and sort of, you know, tell us the story.
Okay. My pleasure. Well, I got my instructor was Kiyohiso Hirano, and he was the captain of the Japan team back then, and his instructor was the founder of Wadaru, Hinori Otsuka. So I was fortunate to study under the student of the founder of Wadaru. Then he ended up, my sensei ended up taking the Wadaru Kumite part, but instilling Shotokan. He went back to Shotokan. And Goju for the internal breathing part. What I learned from it from karate was self-worth. If out of everything is self-worth because of my childhood, and it really impacted me, my karate training, or I could say not only karate, it could be martial art training. It really hit me, if you really could believe it, in 2015. Imagine that, from a little childhood, I end up being a karate practitioner and then end up teaching, and it only hit me in 2015. It's because when my parents got divorced, I just needed an outlet. And I know a lot of people, I thought I was the only one feeling like that, but I never know, a lot of people was feeling like that too. I needed an outlet, and karate was my outlet. And every day after school, I go to the dojo and just let everything out. And then from there, I always visit my father sometime, because they were separated already. And I said to my father, you know, I'm doing pretty good in karate. I'm going to join a tournament. And he didn't say anything, so I joined, and then I won the in-house tournament. So I go to my father, and I said, hey, Dad, look, I won. He didn't say anything. He just hushed up. He didn't say anything. So me, trying to please my dad, I'm saying, like, maybe I need a bigger tournament. So I went to the state championship, and then I won again. And then I go to my dad, look, I won the state championship. He didn't say anything. Then from there I said, no, let me go to other tournaments. So I went to other tournaments and everything, and they didn't say anything. Finally, I went to the 2015 U.S. Open, and they did it in Florida that time. And I said, I'm going to win the national champion, the best in the United States, and he's going to say, I'm proud of you, son, because all I wanted was acceptance. So next thing you know, I won, and he didn't say anything. And I said, man, this guy is hard to please, you know? So I went for the world championship the same year. And then next thing you know, he was in the hospital. I said, no, I'm going to get the gold, and I'm going to tell him, and I'm going to hear from a father to a son that I'm proud of you. But once I won that tournament, once I got the gold, once I reached the podium, my father passed away. So I couldn't, for my rage, I couldn't go and say, see, I'm not worthless, son. You know, how come you can't say I'm proud of you? That's all what I wanted. But I came to think of it, and I prayed real hard. I prayed real hard, and I said to myself, you know, God, give me an answer. Why are you doing this to me and everything? Then I come to realize, you know what? Actually, he did me a favor, because he gave me determination. If he said that I'm proud of you, son, I would have not made world champion. I wouldn't, because I would have been content from his, okay, good job, son, and I would have been content there. In who knows, local level, even if he said that. So I end up learning self-worth. I end up learning that, you know, energy, good energy, bad energy, for me, it's not really good or bad. It's how you label it. Because some people, that's bad energy. But for me, that energy that was bad, I made it into good. I made it into energy to go all the way up to a world championship level. So, you know, hopefully I share that to my students to get inspired. And just because, you know, single parent doesn't mean your life is over. No. And my number one inspiration in martial art is, of course, my mom. My mother is my number one inspiration. And now I've been blessed with a good wife, a son. And of course, I owe it all through the Lord. So That's why when they say spirit, mind, body, yeah, I got the body, I got the mind, and you have to have strong spirit. And for me, the strong spirit is, you know, being thankful every day because I didn't make it on my own. I mean, all the people surrounded me, from my instructor to people that I found that's very supportive. Even you, sir, thank you, because we didn't meet by accident. Even my my youth coach before, Dietrich, Master Dietrich, all of them didn't come to me by accident. And to make a world champion, it's all of them around my circle. I'm just a poster boy, you know, to becoming 2015 and 2016 world champion. I'm just a poster boy. All of them made me who I am today because I can't say I make it on my own. And I owe it all through the Lord.
Wow. Well, you know, this whole movement has been about that. And thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, there's story after story after story. And everyone, this is what the Who's Who book is about. It's, you know, in here we've shared, you know, being a world champion, but we've shared a journey. So we just don't arrive someplace. There's a reason, there's a purpose. And I truly believe for everyone, you know, as a Christian myself, my wife is a minister, you know, I truly believe on this mission that I've sown that came to me through a dream of doing this project is that it opens the door that every person in the book, their lives are changed by the stories that they tell. And when you hear this story that, you know, that's been shared today, we can go back and connect because we have kids in our classrooms are going through the same thing, you know, with parenting issues. Mom or dad having to be a single parent, having to inspire their children, and doing the very best that they can with what they know. And still, you know, blessed by God that their children, they now come out in the positive ways. So when you go through something, that gives you the ammunition to help someone else. And martial arts is that centering place because it becomes about you. It's not about someone else. It becomes about you. And the more that you empower or the more that you train, the more that you study, and not studying yourself because it's about role models of the people that are in front. So, you know, our objective is that the Who's Who book is that part of the community and our alumni. You know, we're really helping them to market themselves, the book, in the community. It's not about trying to get more sales for the book. It's trying to put the book out there so more people will change their lives. So, sir, you know, my goal is that if, you know, that particular book is sitting in a doctor's office or dental office. And I think that you were telling me that, you know, we talked about this, and you had already taken the idea and you'd actually given the book to, I think you said one of your parents owned a dental office, and and they have set the book out there.
Yes, they did. And they're thumbing through and everything. And it was, when I found out one of my students, parents own a dental office, and we were just talking about it that time, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is another sign that I gotta do it. You know, she gladly said, okay, give me the book. And then I put a little tab on it on my page, and then I put the business card there with you know with the Who's Who little poster on it. We made a little poster of a Who's Who, and then in the book. And then people just thumbing through, and wow, oh, this guy's in London there in New Hampshire. Oh, I got to check him out. And, yeah, it really is. And then they were moved out by all of the martial artists' story. And they can really relate. You're right. They really can relate. And it gives them inspiration.
And that's really what we're looking for. And my goal says, well, you know, everyone says, well, you know, Jesse Bowen, what's your goal? Well, I'm following God's path. You know, my goal is to empower people through the principles of martial arts. And the Who's Who book is a place that martial artists, it's not about your, you know, we're glad that you're a world champion, but it's not about, you know, your world champion. And even your world championship was about trying to you work hard, but your focus, your main push was about, you know, getting your dad to say, well done, son. Well, you know, that was the same thing I remember when, you know, taking my first trophy home, because I grew up as an only child, and you know, I was a coward. You know, in my day, it was, if you didn't fight back or someone was picking on you, you were labeled as a coward. And I was the community coward. Like I said, no one in my hometown, it's hard for them to believe that I'm a martial artist if they grew up with me. And, you know, it's very similar. You know, a very powerful man looking to, you know, to show him that, you know, I'm no longer a coward. I studied karate, you know, but having no idea what karate was or what it is. And, you know, that's hard to convince someone of something they don't know anything about. All they know, you're trying to fight. And you know, and I guess that was my push to always try to, wanting to come up and because my dad was one of those powerful men, you know, he was strong, he was powerful, he was intimidating, he was all those things, and I was totally the opposite, you know. I'm the love child. I grew up as a love child, you know. But those are the things that made me great, and the things as I, you know, my dad's pictures all over my office, you know, even today, because of wanting to be like someone else. But we have to realize we have a thing that we're going to be like ourselves, and something will shape us. You know, if it's the gangs, it will shape us. Whatever it is, if it's drugs, it will shape us based upon our environment. Some of us have been blessed with the opportunity to meet great people that we call teachers, we call mentors, and they have inspired our lives, and they have changed our lives, and they have taken us to the next place. And the Who's Who book is full of ladies and guys that the martial arts has changed their lives. You know, we had over 800 people to be nominated for the Who's Who, and we could only take about 230 of those people. And, sir, congratulations. You're one of that 230 people that are in the book. And we're going to, you know, we will be doing the 18 book, but there's just so many, you know, stories out there. The book is international. We have people from all over the world that are featured in the book. You know, from Australia, we had a large group, and special thanks to Grandmaster John Chung, one of our board of advisors member, who has helped us go across the sea into other continents and to bring people in. You know, our friends up in Canada was up there a few weeks ago, and all those relationships that we actually build in Canada. And we're really, you know, truly grateful for that. And, sir, you know, we're really on a part of our lunch and learn. We're very thankful that you shared your story with us. And, you know, and I know there's always, you know, it's all stories in our past is personal. But some of us realize that if we don't share these stories, it's hard to make changes, because you have kids in your class right now that are going through the same thing that you went through. You know, I had parents come in this past week, and I see so many kids that are being labeled because no one understands the concepts of teaching children how to become disciplined, to become respectful. And you cannot have a four-year-old on your level. There has to be a leader in every family. And, you know, very, you know, thankful to your mom to my mom, you know, those ladies in that era that were ladies and they knew how what sacrifice was about and protecting their young and giving them the exposure and giving them a lot of prayer to help make a difference and praying that they will, you know, that they will grow up in life and be accomplished or be able to do something for humanity that will impact who they are. And sir, you know, as a martial artist, through your stories, through your personal achievements, you're doing a great job. And behind every great man is a great woman. Definitely want to acknowledge your wife. I had a chance to meet your wife and your son, and she's a very strong and a very strong person. So I, you know, again, I say congratulations to you. And I think I posted on Facebook that not only you're a great martial artist, but you're a great husband and a great father, you know, and I'm looking from the outside in, but when I see a happy family together, there has to be something there that keeps love going. So again, you know, thank you again for sharing your story.
Thank you.
And you're welcome, sir. And everyone, remember, you know, pick up your copy of Who's Who in the Martial Arts. Hey, go to Century Martial Arts, and you can order our 2016 book from there. You can go to Amazon and get the 15. So we have a trilogy now. We have the 2015 book. We have the 2016. We have the 2017. And we're getting ready for the 2018, which will be released on August the 3rd in Washington, D.C., in connection with Grandmaster Dennis Brown's events, the Capital Classic. So remember, check it out. If you have questions, you can always give me a call, and that's 919-489-6100. You can email us at amawhoswho@gmail.com. You can go to our website and begin your nomination process by going to www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com. Hey, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen with the Who's Who in the Martial Arts, Director of the American Martial Arts Alliance, saying have a blessed day. And remember, we're hoping that you become inspired by the story that you've heard today from our alumni. And remember, our world is in a really bad place now. Martial artists or someone such as a martial artist that's teaching discipline every day is to make a difference. Hey, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. Be blessed.
Hi, it's Joe Corley with a quick offer for all of our friends here at the AMAA. As you know, we never get a second chance at our first impression. So for those of you who could use some help with your first impression on your Facebook pages, on Instagram, and on your website, we're offering a special discount here from our Social Media Marketing Warriors team. Take a note if you can and check Facebook at Joe Corley's Social Media Marketing Warriors page. Take a quick look at some of our videos, then reach out to me on Messenger and I'll be happy to put together a personalized sample video for you so you can see what the high definition video will look like online. That's Joe Corley's Social Media Marketing Warriors, and in your message mention AMAA discount. I look forward to speaking soon. All the best.